1. Divine origin and unity, 2. Dependence of God, 3. Purposeful existence, and 4. Immanence of God.
Understand that God is the ultimate creator and sources of everything. Embrace your dependence on God, knowing He provides for all your needs. Understand your purposeful existence, realizing you are part of a greater plan. Feel the immanence of God, His constant presence guiding and supporting you. Get ready to unlock your full potential and live a life of abundance. Join us online on Sunday mornings at 7:30 a.m. on the RMI Facebook page or on YouTube, Instagram, or on our website at restoredministriesint.org. Get ready for powerful and anointed teachings.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Now just begin to enter into His presence. Come on now, enter into His presence. Enter into His presence. Come on now, enter into His presence. Enter into His presence. Come on, I'm trying to get somebody to get up in here. See, listen, we have to, see, you just can't come to God anyway. You can't just come any way that you want to. Come on now. You just can't. Oh, I'm trying to get something to somebody. Somebody's going to get this today. Hallelujah. Come on now. Somebody's going to get it. Somebody's going to get it. Somebody's going to get it today. Amen, amen. Come on, somebody, just begin to magnify the Lord. Come on, just begin to magnify the Lord. Come on, just begin to magnify the Lord. Hey, go shot, take shot, glory, AK shate, take shot. Come on. High glory, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. High glory, come on, high glory, come on. Just begin to, come on, come on. Just do it, just do it, just do it. High glory. Hey, glory, ike sha, teke sha. Come on now. Come on now. Come on now, just begin to enter into His gates with thanksgiving, into His courts with praise. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on. Come on. Glory, 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 glory. Come on now. Hey, glory. Hey, I'm just doing something over here. Hey, glory. Glory, 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 glory. Woo, my God, my God, my God. Hey, go. Glory, come on now, glory. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, glory, glory, glory. Glory, 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 glory. Father, we thank You. We give You praise, honor, and glory. The devil is a liar. Amen. Amen and amen. Amen and amen and amen and amen. Come on, the devil is a liar. We will not allow any distraction, anything to keep us from doing what God has called us to do today. Now listen, grab your Bible, grab your coffee, your tea, your smoothie, share the broadcast, let your people know high glory that the word is going forth. Amen. Amen. I'm going to be getting this sent over here to Instagram here. We were just having a little technical difficulty, but the devil is a lie. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. Less of me, more of you, none of me, all of you. Father, think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords that none of your word would fall to the ground. And devil, we just let you know, no weapon formed against us will prosper. We plead the blood of Jesus against you. The blood of Jesus is against you. The blood of Jesus is against you. The blood of Jesus is against you. High glory. The blood of Jesus is against you. Hey, broko e she tarabako sha. Hey, glory ke she tarabako sha. Ha broto rande ike she taraba. Hom broko e she tamako sha. Ha broko e she taraba. Ha ike she to ron no moko isha. Come on now, ike isha namamako sha. Father, we thank you. Come on, praying in the Holy Spirit, praying in the Holy Ghost. Ha re na namako sha terabako sha. Hey, broko sha teke sha namamako sha. Come on now. Come on now. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Come on. We overcome the enemy by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. Praying in the Holy Ghost is a testimony of God opening the power of all through the day of Pentecost. See? Hey, glory. Here it is right there. Acts chapter 2. Come on now. Get your Bibles. Come on now. Acts chapter 2. Hey, glory. Come on now. Acts chapter 2. Hey, glory. See, now listen. Now, the great thing is, see, this was not, it ain't my word, okay? Now, listen, I want to welcome everyone to the Early Morning Daily Bread with me, Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryan of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the word of God. Now, what you hear this morning will not be my opinion, but it shall be the word. Because the Bible says, in the beginning was the word. The word was with God, and the word was God. And then the Bible says, to those that received him, the word, to them he gave them power to become the sons of God. Did you get that? He said he gave them the power to become. Okay, so that means, high glory, that whatever the Lord shows you, high glory, is your destination. High glory is the direction. Okay, he enables you by giving you the word of power. Come on now. Woo. The word of power that activates the enabling of you to become that word of power. Come on now. Hey, good morning, Corey. Come on now. Share the broadcast. Come on now. Now, look at what happens on Acts chapter 2. Now, listen, we have been teaching about the power of all, okay? And we're still there. We're on this connection of our faith with the power of all. But understand, there are four keys of the power of all. It is your connection to your divine origin and unity with Elohim. Okay, Elohim is the Father. He is the Creator. I know we like to call him God, but that's not his name. That's just a general characteristic of what he represents. Okay, God. In the Greek, the word would be theos, okay? But in Hebrew, it's Elohim, which means Father and Creator. So your divine origin and unity with Elohim, your dependence on and in Elohim, your trust, your faith, that's where we're at right now, your purposeful existence. What did God create you to do and to accomplish on the earth? The expected end, like in Jeremiah 29:11, and the imminence of God, God's active involvement in helping you reach your destination, okay? Jeremiah 29:11, he says, I know the thoughts that I think towards you to give you an expected end, okay? Hey, glory, Kesha. So once again, we are right here with the power of all, and it starts with Acts chapter 2. And when the day of Pentecost, okay, Pente
in Greek means 50, okay? When the day of multiplied grace, so come on now, multiplied grace, okay? 5 in the Bible represents the grace of God, okay? When the day of multiplied grace was fully come, they were whole, all together, with one accord. This phrase, one accord, means same passion, one passion, one mind, okay, in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven. Okay, this is how you know it's from God, because it came from heaven, not the room. Okay, oh, come on now. As a mighty rushing wind, and it filled all, okay? Here's how we know it's God. God doesn't leave anyone lacking. Woo! And it filled all the house, okay? So first it filled the house. It filled the receptacle, and then it filled the individual receptacle. Then there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as fire, and it sat on each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Oh, my God, are you getting this? Woo, my God. So now, let's understand that when this day was fully come, now listen, okay, so now, see, y'all done got me. Amen. Okay, so Acts chapter 2. That was Acts chapter 2. And now we're going to go to Ecclesiastes chapter 3, because that way the Bible says, with all your getting, get understanding. Okay, so now Ecclesiastes chapter 3. It says to everything. It says to everything. To everything that was created, there is a season and a time. There is a specific season and time to every purpose under the heaven. So everything that God created, he created it with a specific time and season to be in active operation, okay, in this. Why? Because the times and seasons of God are dictated by his purpose, okay? The purpose of the earth was to have a place for his children to enjoy, because the heaven is his place. It's for him and his angels to be able to use their infrastructure and their administration and organization to take care of the universe. Oh, come on now. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to pluck up that which is planted. So God's kingdom, okay, here's the key. God's kingdom is built on seed time and harvest. A time to plant, and a time to harvest that which has been planted. Come on now, someone type, it is so. See, this is why I keep telling you. I in my own mind, I might think I'm smart. I might think that I am a genius, okay? But I cannot. My human mind does not have the capacity nor the capability to put everything line upon line and precept upon precept. No, it can only be done by the mind of God. This is why Paul said, put on the mind of Christ. Why? Because as a man thinketh, so is he. Oh my God. So when God put this plan together, after Adam fell, it was to bring us back into what? Unity with God. Okay, why? Because this was our divine origin. Oh, come on now. He created divine ones. Come on now. Good morning, Chet and Martha. Hopefully you had a good time on your cruise. So you should have took a brother with you. You knew September was my birthday month. You could have gave a brother a cruise. Come on now. Hey, praise God. Listen. No. That's for you to enjoy. So God's kingdom is built on seed time and harvest. Genesis 8:22. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest shall not cease. So now tell me this. What is the kingdom of God? I'm glad you asked. The kingdom of God is God's way of doing things. Okay. Now listen, we've been going step by step through this. So now let's go to because why? Because Proverbs chapter 4 says, wisdom is the first thing, therefore get wisdom, and with all of your getting, get understanding, okay? So now when we go to Matthew chapter 6:33, remember, this is all about getting understanding, okay? So you have to understand what your divine origin and unity with God, what and why is that in place? Why should you depend on God and not the people and things around you? Why? Because Paul said in 2 Corinthians that what you see in the natural is temporary, but what you can't see, which is in the spirit, in God's realm, is eternal. And your purposeful existence, that God created you to and with a purpose. Your purpose should answer a problem in the earth. And God's active involvement, his imminence in your life is what is key. Come on, now type, it is so. Type, I receive it, it is so. So Matthew 6, we're going to look at verse 31, amen? We're going to start at verse 31 and go from 31 to 33. Therefore, take no thought. This is why God says, don't be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. How? By the renewing of your mind. Ha, glory. Are you getting this? Okay. Woo. Take no thought. Therefore, saying. So now, God created his kingdom infrastructure. Good morning, Sister Vanessa. Amen. When you understand, woman of God, hey, glory. Hey, broko esha kekesha pokosha. Woo, Miss, oh, Miss Vanessa. Oh, I just heard something from the Lord for you. Go, Sister Vanessa Hodge, amen. Listen, I just heard the Lord says, God glory, go back and dust off that business idea because the time and season is coming. Glory, next week is Rosh Hashanah, which is God's new year. Our glory, 5785. And God is going to empower and enable you to do that business idea that you thought was never going to happen because it just seems like it just wasn't coming together. Listen, delay is not denial, but it must be according to the seasons and times and purpose of God. To everything, there is a season and a time to the purpose. That purpose business, our glory, Sister Hodge, is for now. Father, I declare and decree that for Sister Hodge and those who are believing God for businesses and ministries, he's given you witty inventions and ideas. Father, I thank you that they shall come to fruition in this new season. Ah, glory. I do a new thing. Shall you not know it? Come on now. And it shall happen this season, Sister Hodge. Amen and amen. Now, listen, if that confirms with you, Sister Hodge, ah, glory. Type, I receive it. It is so. Come on now. Therefore, take no thought saying. So God created the kingdom of God, his way of doing things. When you look at Genesis chapter 1, he says, in the beginning, God created. Okay, creation starts in the mind of God. Woo, my God, you better get this right now. Woo, my God. Oh, Brother Lee, thank you for joining in, Coach Lee. When you understand, creation starts in the mind of God. Now, in the Hebrew, it didn't say in the beginning God created. It said when God began, okay? Because God has always been here. But when he began to say, I'm going to take what I'm thinking in the vision of my mind and I'm going to spread it out all over the universe. Come on, somebody. This is why you got to be careful what you think. As a man thinketh, so is he. He says, therefore, take no thought saying. Now, because we're created in God's image and after his likeness, listen, what God gives you as inventions and ideas is called a vision. Good morning, Pastor Doug. Good morning. Listen, good morning, Doug and Donna. Amen. That's right. The details from which God created everything in his mind was incredible. Listen, this is why he said, let us make man how? In our image and after our likeness. Okay, so now, as a man thinking, he says, take no thought. When God gives you a thought, he says, I know the thoughts that I think where? Toward you. So when we were, before Adam fell, we were with one passion and one mind with God. How do we know? In Genesis chapter 2, the Bible says, and God formed all the animals and all the creatures and brought them to Adam to see what he would call them. Why? Because God created the earth for us and he was king of the earth. So God submitted to his own creation. Oh, come on. See, we go. Woo, come on, somebody. Take no thought what we shall eat, what we shall drink, and what shall we wear, okay? For after all these things do Gentiles think. So God is saying, look, get out of being conformed to the world's way of thinking. The Gentiles, those who have no relationship with me, okay? For your heavenly Father, notice he didn't say God, okay? He didn't say God. He didn't say for God knows what you need. No, he says, for your heavenly Father. God created children to relate to him as Father, not as an omniscient, all-knowing, all-powerful God, because God is Father and Creator. That's why his name is Elohim. Okay. But he says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God, God's way of doing things, and his righteousness. This word righteousness means staying in right standing with God. Okay. And all these what? Things. So the very things that he knows you need already is what? Added unto you. Here's how you know it's God doing something in your life. It's just added. He says, seek ye first. The word seek means to chase or run after. Seek ye first the what? Kingdom, God's way of doing things, and his righteousness, keeping your relationship with him and basically staying in alignment with God. Then all these things are just added. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and prophesy to you right now. Take this day, ask the Lord, seek ye, chase after God, and say, Father, what do you need of me today? Jesus said, pray like this. Give me this day my daily bread. Listen, you tomorrow's not promised, and you can't go back and change what you didn't do yesterday. Deal with today. Now faith is. Faith brings your future into your now, your present tense, okay? Listen, this is how we defeat the enemy, by the blood of the Lamb, okay? His blood was for us to be cleansed from sin to stay in righteousness, okay? And by the words of our testimony, that's telling everybody how the Father did in our life. Amen. We got to stop right there. Now, listen, for those, now listen, if you got a word this morning, if something touched you this morning, the Bible says, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper, that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. God's kingdom is built on seed time and harvest. Seed time is planting seed or investing in the kingdom through financial seed. And the harvest is receiving what God showed you in the vision in your mind, okay? So how do we do that? We do it by sowing seed, okay? And this is how we do it. The first way is by using the ministry. You can use the PayPal. Our PayPal link is restored MININTL. You can take your phone and scan that little QR code, and it'll take you right there to our PayPal link. You can also use Zelle and go from your account straight into the ministry account by using our Gmail, restored MININTL at gmail.com. Now listen, here's the key, okay? If you got something that touched you, if you received a prophetic word this morning, if something hit your heart, then what you do is, here's how you destroy the enemy, is by doing it God's kingdom way, is by sowing a financial seed. Now, when you do this, you're sowing, you are doing the word. You are worshiping God, because worship can only be activated by the sowing of seed. So take a seed. Okay, I've got it right there. We've got our new beginning seed, which is the 8888, or any denomination. 8 in the Bible represents new beginning. Or the 2024 seed. That's what we did on January 1st, okay? Or the 55, or the 155, which is our multiplied grace seed. Take one of these seeds, sow it into the ministry. The second way of sowing is what's called the teruma, okay? And that's according to Ezekiel 44:30. And the first of all, first fruits of all things of every oblation. The word oblation in Hebrew is teruma. And of every sort of teruma shall be the priest. And you shall also give unto the priest the first of your dough, that he, the priest, may speak the blessing to rest in your house. The second way of sowing is sowing straight into the hand of the priest of the ministry. I am the priest of the ministry. I am the prophet over the ministry. God holds me responsible. So you can use my Cash App at $MDBryant. And when you sow it into the hand of the prophet and priest, you're doing what the Bible calls receiving a prophet's. You shall receive a prophet's reward. Because the Bible says, when you do anything in the name of the prophet, you shall receive a prophet's reward. This is how we defeat the enemy, by doing kingdom principles. You can use my PayPal or my Zelle. So let me speak. Father, I thank you that you said, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. As your son sow the seed, you said that I can speak the blessing. So, Father, I bless them right now. They're blessed going in, blessed going out, blessed in the city, blessed in the field. Whatever their hands touches, blessed. Whatever their feet shall walk upon shall be theirs. Father, they shall take no thought because their trust is in you. And Father, this is the day, high glory, that you have made. We're going to rejoice. Father, I rejoice right now what you're going to do in their life as they sow the seed in Jesus' name. Now, listen, I want to thank you for joining in. Don't miss tomorrow's broadcast. Don't miss Sunday morning, 7:30, the hour of power. And definitely next week, we're going to be celebrating this Moedim, the set time of the new year called Rosh Hashanah. Be blessed.